Wake up, you big pervert. Wake up! Yes, I'm hitting you. You're lucky you didn't wake up with a pillow over your head. Except, you would have woken up dead, killed by your own little sister. Oh, you don't know what this is about? Don't try to deny it. How could you do that to me? I looked up to you, like all little sisters look up to their brothers. Don't play innocent. I'm the only innocent one here. You took advantage of your little sister's body. You know, sexually. Okay, maybe it was in a dream I just had. But I'm still very, very angry at you. And disappointed. You are horrible. Horrible brother. How could the dream version of you do that to the dream version of me? It was, awful. Yeah, that's the word. Really, really awful. Yeah, I can't blame you for what you did in my dream. It's not like the dream was my fault. How dare you even suggest I will dream of such a thing? It was just a subconscious mind picking up on how you're always proving over my body. It was trying to warn me. Yeah, you were definitely lusting over me. I guess I can point to a specific moment. You know, anything you said or anything you did. You are very good at hiding it. But that's the point. But I noticed, and that's why it sent me that horrible, disgusting, hot, sexy dream. Don't keep denying it. You're just making this worse. I can see now that you probably wanted my teenage body since I became a teenager. And that as I got breasts and a nice little butt, it just got worse. Why, right now the sight of me in this nightgown must be driving you wild. Just watch as I dramatically pull off your covers to show you how hard you are. Oh. Well, I guess even an incest freak like you can't be lusting after me all the time. I just woke up and I was hitting you. Still, it kind of ruined my big reveal when there's just that slight bulge in your underwear. I was kind of expecting you to sleep naked and for there to be some monster reaction when I pulled back the covers. Wait. I know what happened. You must have been masturbating while thinking about me before you went to bed. And you're all worn out. But that was hours ago. You're just a little tired, is all. I can prove you got a sick obsession with me. With my second attempt at a dramatic reveal. All I have to do is pull my nightgown off and show you my naked little jailbait body. Okay, that was good for some straying down there. But all in all, I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping for a sudden explosion of growth and possibly some kind of comical sound effect. Instead, the little swelling in your underwear is just turning into a slightly larger swelling. But it's hard to tell with those boxers in the way. Here, I just take them off so I can actually see the thing. That's better. I can actually see it slowly getting harder and bigger. Wow, you must have masturbated like crazy earlier. That's the only reason you wouldn't be getting instantly rock hard over my naked body. It must have been the fulfillment of every sick, wet dream you've had for years. Maybe this is as hard as it gets. If it is, I never had anything to worry about. You could never get that into me. Right now, it's not scary at all. It's like harmless little puppy. But what happens if I pet it? Aha! By stroking it is enough for it to start to get really hard. Just look at that thing now. It started to fill up my poor little hand as I gently squeeze it. It's stiff enough where I can move my fist up and down it now. And that just makes it harder and harder. I can even feel your evil heartbeat as more blood pumps into that thing. This was your plan all along, wasn't it? He spent years secretly perving on me because, you know, one night my subconscious would send me a warning dream. Then, impulsive and innocent girl that I am, you knew I would rush in here to confront you. Except I wouldn't realize I was walking right into your lair. I was going to unintentionally make the dream come true. But just look at that thing. It's so big now. How did you plan to get that into me? I don't see anything nearby to use as a lubricant for finting something that big into something as little as me. Which means that you must have been planning on me providing the lubrication. Oh, you're sick. You're going to make me suck your cock before you ravage me? It's bad enough you tricked me into coming into your room, taking off my clothes and giving you a handjob. Now you expect me to suck that thing? Well, I'll save you the trouble of forcing my mouth down on your penis. You just mess up my hair or make me choke on that thing. So here goes, I guess. Yeah, it's definitely better for me if I control this rather than you. I can barely get my poor little mouth around my big brother's cock. And if I try to suck on too much of it at once, just look what happens. Okay, maybe I don't have a gag reflex. Now I know. I guess that's a good thing because it means I can occasionally swallow that evil cock of yours and get saliva over more of it. My hand weighed down on the shelf, slowly pumping it up and down, is helping to spread it around too. You're loving the entire thing, even if you mostly just look confused right now. But I have a big sad face right now. At least I would if I wasn't giving you a blowjob. I can't really make the proper facial expression when sucking on this thing, or especially when I occasionally drip throat it. But all my incredible oral technique is doing is making you crave my virgin pussy all the more, right? Any moment now you're going to wipe that stupid, excited, but bewildered look from your face. Then you'll take control and ravish your little sister's innocent flesh. My tender, nubile body. will be trapped under yours, and I'll probably suffocate from all of the air being forced out of me while cock is being forced into me. I guess I just have to be proactive again. If I'm on top of you, I won't have to have your entire body on top of mine. I'll get into the bed with you, but on top of you, straddling your body. I hope you're enjoying the view of your sister's naked body kneeling over you. Your cock sure is. It's pointing right up at my pussy as I hold my body just an inch or two over the head of it. Your body is so eager to join with mine right now. I have to act fast before you lose patience and you just pull me down underneath you and ravage my underage body. So I start to lower myself down. Oh God, it's touching me. Sure, it's touching my hands before and my mouth. And my tonsils a few times too, but now it's touching my pussy. Oh, not just touching it either. It's slowly opening it as I push down against you. Just like in my dream. Except it was really a nightmare. A disgusting, incredibly naughty nightmare. But now it's really happening. I'm about to lose my virginity to my big brother. All I have to do is relax a little and let gravity lower my body into you. And then your cock will push up into me. Well, here goes. You're bad, bad brother. You're fucking your little sister now. You force yourself upon me despite all of my begging and pleading. And took my virginity. And your cock is buried inside of me. Feeding into me even better than it did my mouth. Just like with my mouth, I can slowly move my pussy up and down on it. This is just like my dream. Yeah, better. Worse. I mean, even worse. In my dream, I didn't really know what it would be feel like. But now I do. It's more than I could even imagine. But you imagine this, I'm sure you thought of this every night. Or even just every time you show me. Now you don't have to imagine it anymore. You're actually fucking your little sister. Your wicked ancestral dreams are coming true. As I bounce up and down on my brother's cock. Your eyes violate my body. Just as surely as your cock does. You can't stop looking at me as I move up and down on you. And squeeze my little breast in my little head. You love the way my body sways over you. My head tossing back and forth. There, your hands grab into my hips. And you were going to take control eventually. You're guiding my movements now, helping me move on you. Your big, strong hands. But gentle on my hips. I guess you know you got me under your control already. Maybe I think I'm somehow succumbing to pressure enough that I won't try to get away. But if I try, you just catch me, so I might as well avoid it at all. Not your hands. Are you cock? Am I your cousin? It will be like in my dream. I came that all of them would just be a shadow of this one. I can't help it. I'm so helpless compared to you. I'm so confused on what you're making me do. My body's mistaken is cruel even for something to take pleasure from. With your hands helping me, I can help but move up and down faster and faster. And soon you'll come in me. Right in your little sister's fertile little pussy. I could tell you no, but it's too dangerous. That is too dangerous, but you wouldn't listen. I could tell you I don't want to get pregnant. But you'd ignore that just like you ignore my please not to have sex with me. I don't want my brother's hot sticky cum filling me up. I don't want to have his baby. But I'm helpless to do anything about it as I move wildly up and down on your cock. Oh my god. I can feel it. I can feel my big brother's traitorous cum squirting deep inside me. Like a little fountain of cum. I can't stop it from filling me. And I can't stop myself from coming. That was everything you hoped for. It was pretty much everything I feared. I'd go take a long hot shower now, but I'm really kind of worn out. I hope you won't get the wrong idea if I just kind of collapse beside you here on your bed. Maybe we could kind of spoon up together. Here, give me your hand and I'll put it on my stomach. Right about there is where all of your cum is. It's still so warm. At some point, some night after sex, you'll put your hand there and realize it's getting bigger. All because you impregnated me. Good night, I guess. I hope you can sleep after realizing what you just did to your little sister. But tonight must have been a dream come true to you. Well, at least it was for somebody. Let's just pretend it was you.